You doing okay?
Yeah. Just a dramatic sigh.
Sigh.
Just at the mood.
Mood set in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. Well, hello, hello, hello. It's us, your Streamiversity professors.
That's right. It's so nice that everybody could join us in class today. A couple of our students have a couple of unexcused absences. That's fine. Not everybody needs to be striving for perfect attendance, but Rob and Danielle, we missed you.
We missed you so much. No, not even a note from your parents. So, like, we didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're glad to have you back.
Yeah, no judgments. We obviously know you're busy people.
Nice to hear your voices again, Rob and Danielle.
Specifically.
Specifically. That's who we know for sure we have contact with or not every day.
Yeah.
The rest of the scholars out there, I don't know if they're
honestly
binging us.
Yeah, they might be. And I haven't been looking at the reports, you know, the generated reports that I could be looking at. So I'm just assuming that there are people there.
Always assume there are people there.
But
otherwise, it's just a couple of fools.
Oh boy. Speaking of fools, actually, that brings us to what Rob and Danielle, you know, they turn in some late assignments, which is great. Better late than never.
Exactly.
One of the assignments was, is Quibi worth it anymore? It was a thesis.
Right. Right. And their ultimate conclusion is no. Rob and Danielle haven't opened Quibi.
No, they
Rob only opened it just to check to see if it worked with Chromecasting.
And apparently it's confirmed it did.
Worked for him.
However, yeah.
They said it feels like an unpaid job.
Right. You remember a couple weeks ago, I expressed a similar sentiment to you and the Streamiversity scholars. I said, oh my gosh, you have no idea. I opened the app, I had to watch this show and that show, and it did. It feels like a chore, or like they said, a job, unpaid.
Which I would say, if the goal of your app is to bring people entertainment or even information, people should not be walking into it with that kind of mindset.
No, yeah, exactly. I feel like if it becomes something that you feel obligated to do, especially if you are starting to pay for it, which a lot of us are soon, if it feels like some sort of assignment or obligation, that's just no fun.
So, Richard, are you going to pay for Quibi?
I feel like I have gotten a lot of mileage out of Quibi, so to not even give them 1 month of my money, I would feel really bad. So I might.
So what they needed was $2 billion plus your $5?
Yes.
That's going to make the difference?
That's what I think. I at least think it was stupid of them to even do a 3-month free. Like, what were they thinking?
That here's the thing. When Quibi first launched 500 years ago in pandemic times,
yes.
When Quibi first launched, I was not super up on it, but there are people that I follow on Twitter who were tweeting about it, either their own thoughts or links to different things. As soon as I saw that it was 90 free days, here's the one word that came to mind. Thirsty.
Thirsty. AF.
And there's just something about when you're around a thirsty person or a thirsty app, it makes you question what's going on with them. And is it really a quality product?
Right. And I guess a lot of the confirmation of those premonitions were true.
Yeah.
It was thirsty. It spent so many millions and billions of dollars trying to be as good as it could be. And yet, it missed the mark on so many levels.
Yeah. And there are, I mean, the major breakout of everything Quibi in terms of the original content, Agua Donkeys.
Yeah, Agua Donkeys. They have a clear message and a fun show.
So that's the kind of creator that's going to be hurt by the downfall of Quibi, is someone who might not have otherwise had an opportunity to get their show and their idea out there. They were given a reasonable budget to work with. They were given the freedom to be as wacky as they wanted to be. And when Quibi goes down, you know, and that is something that Rob and Danielle spoke to, is they're like cackling at the downfall of Quibi, but saying, look, the real people that do get hurt are these creators.
Right. And I think you can have the dual perceptions. You could have the dual points of view. Yes, I want to see Meg Whitman and Jeffrey Katzenberg be humbled by their poor choices, but at the same time, we don't want the employees of Quibi, especially the good up-and-coming creators, to be punished. But it's like a balance.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and we've touched on this before, everybody in entertainment is limited by production and distancing and incorporating new hygienic and disinfecting practices.
Oh, I know.
On a film set.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. It's going to cause a lot of changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm in total agreement, though, with Rob and Danielle. I mean, the energy that they brought towards their special emergency podcast was kind of ha ha ha, the ship's starting to go down. But the people that, you know, really don't deserve that are these content creators that had really original visions. And then the people that are working out of, we'll just call it Quibi headquarters, doing kind of the day-to-day business aspects of the job.
Yeah, those people don't deserve to be unemployed. They don't deserve to have to find new work. But, you know, just it is what it is. And I think some employees at Quibi are already thinking that way, obviously.
And they're spilling the tea.
Which is appreciated.
To Rob and Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to hear more of those episodes.
Me too.
Well, and Rob and Danielle have already turned their fancies towards the new kid on the block in the old app store.
Yeah. And what if we talked about it?
What if we did? Oh, we'll have to do that tomorrow.
Well, I can't wait to come back tomorrow to hear more tea being spilt and names being mentioned and or anonymous reports.
In the meantime, I think that old kettle of ours is starting to boil. So let's have some chamomile of our own, Richard, and say goodbye to our students for the day.
Yeah, goodbye, students. I need some calm down tea for sure. Oh no, that's the bell. Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.